In the list of more famous Rashis that we all know is the very first Rashi of Vayetze. It talks about when Yaakov leaves, the fact that the place and everything else is impacted by his departure. It's just not the same. His splendor and the royalty of the place has diminished for his leaving. And the Kli Yakar asks an amazing question in Rashi. Why is it that it's only by Yaakov that we have this comment? Didn't Avram leave? Didn't Yitzhak leave? They also left places. And so when they left places, didn't that also diminish the status of the place? So the Kli Yakar offers a couple explanations. One answer is that when Avram and Yitzhak left, typically they left completely. They took their entire entourage and they left, so that the place itself was devoid of any tzaddikim. Says the Kli Yakar, when a place loses all of its tzaddikim, people are not always so upset. Sometimes there's a sense of joy. Oh, thank God, we are finally ridden of this guy that was so annoying and bothersome with his frumkeit and everything else. Baruch shepterani min shoshel hazeh. But there's some tzaddikim left, so then the place actually still sees and feels the impact of those tzaddikim, but it's not the same because you've lost one of your tzaddikim. But perhaps there's another answer that I thought of. Perhaps it's based on the same concept. Yeah, when Avram and Yitzhak left, they all left. Do you know what that means? It means that for the Yaakov Avinu, he was never alone. When they left, everybody was together, and so therefore their strength was not diminished. Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov leaves. You know why? He leaves all alone with no one. The fortitude, the courage, the strength it takes to be the only person that believes, the only person that has a certain message, and especially to go into a hostile environment like he was about to. Do you know what that's like? Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov acknowledges that leaving the place is not so simple. It's not so simple without the support of other tzaddikim. I think that the message perhaps that Rashi is teaching us and at the beginning of Vayetze is teaching us is that the people you surround yourself with really matter. They really make a difference. By having good company, you know what your good company does? It ensures that your goals and your mission are able to be kept because you have similar-minded people working towards the same goal. Have a great day.